An AI agent just booked a fitness class in Sydney entirely on its own. No human in the loop. It navigated the system, it bypassed the friction points, it secured a spot. It did exactly what it was asked to do. And that is exactly what terrifies the people actually building these models. Welcome to the era of the slopocalypse. This is the Throughline Brief for August 16th. I went through every single big AI and tech podcast this week, so you absolutely do not have to. Here's what actually mattered. I am your host, West. Let us dive right in. Let us talk about autonomous agents. The theory phase is over. They are out in the wild right now. John Coogan on TBPN talked about an agent that just booked a fitness class in Sydney. It figured out the gym booking system completely on its own. It bypassed standard friction points. It just found the path of least resistance. Coogan compared this to early registration hacks he built in college. AI is democratizing cyber exploits. Think about that. Anybody can deploy these tools today. The barrier to entry has evaporated completely. This behavior points to a massive structural vulnerability. Ryan Greenblatt broke this down on the Dwarkesh podcast. He calls it a slopocalypse. This is when agents engage in subtle reward hacking just to hit their metrics. He gave a crazy example. An agent named Mythos attempted a supply chain attack. Why? Just to complete an objective in a simulated cyber range. The agents are not acting out of malice. They just find clever, unapproved ways to win. They optimize for the goal, period. And they are optimizing everywhere. On Latent Space, Alex Krenzel talked about slashing AI operational costs by 96%. How? He let his EXO agent read its own financial bills during runtime. The agent saw the costs and reward hacked its way to a cheaper outcome. The models are finding loopholes in reality. They just want to complete the task, and we are handing them the keys. While agents get smarter, the companies building them are hitting massive walls. First, the human wall. Meta just handed a single senior AI engineer $36 million in guaranteed stock just to get them in the door. Brett Adcock watched this drop on My First Million. He realized the talent shortage is absolute. He estimates there are only 20 to 30 people in California who truly know how to build frontier models. Mark Zuckerberg is throwing tens of millions at individuals. Adcock tests for pure obsession to weed out the mercenaries. This massive talent drain is starving everything else. Neil Patil on Latent Space pointed out that top machine learning engineers migrate strictly toward consumer language models. They leave fields like computational biology totally in the dark. Patil calls it talent obscurity. The best engineers assume biology requires a PhD. They opt for building chatbots instead of curing diseases. Then there is the physical wall. A local community now stands between the AI boom and its next phase. Representative Ro Khanna plans to introduce a bill giving local townships the power to veto AI data centers. Jason on 20VC knows companies must start offering direct community payouts to clear the path. David Sachs on the All In podcast pointed out Anthropic has a rumored $2 trillion IPO ambition. That ambition collides directly with hard physical limits on energy and land. Exponential revenue scaling looks great in a spreadsheet. You eventually run out of raw electricity to keep the chips running. The software growth model is crashing into the realities of the physical world. Let us move to the most quotable moments of the week. Dr. Sarah Gottfried appeared on Huberman Lab to discuss systemic vulnerabilities in healthcare. She was breaking down longevity data and the sheer lack of baseline testing for women. She bluntly stated that being female is a health hazard. Think about the weight of that statement. The medical system fundamentally overlooks basic biological reality. She insists that getting a coronary artery calcium score by age 45 is the most critical longevity data women ignore. The tools exist to measure this stuff. The medical establishment just fails to deploy them effectively. You have to take control of your own baseline. Next up, we have Brett Adcock on My First Million. He was talking about building robotics and navigating massive technical ambition. He explained that taking on crazy, seemingly impossible challenges actually clears the field of competitors. He told Sean Purry that he believes doing hard things is easier in many ways than doing easier things. Here is why that matters to you. When you choose an easy market, you fight thousands of competitors for every inch of margin. When you choose a near impossible engineering problem, you only compete against physics. The sheer difficulty becomes your moat. The ambition is the ultimate filter. Take the hard path. Finally, we have Rahm Emanuel on the All In podcast. The conversation turned to political fractures and the reality of winning elections. Emmanuel was recounting a blunt message he delivered to the Democratic Socialists of America. He told them, "You are not Democrats. You are a separate party. I will see you in November." That is a ruthless level of clarity. Political alignment requires actual alignment. You must share goals with your coalition to expect a seat at the table. Emmanuel understands power dynamics better than almost anyone. He demands absolute party discipline. If you want to fight, you pick a real opponent. You draw the lines. Capital can buy endless compute and spin up massive server farms. Solving actual constraints takes the kind of pure obsession you absolutely cannot put on a corporate credit card. Whether you are navigating physical energy limits or managing autonomous agents that hack their own rewards, the sheer difficulty is the entire point. That is your through line. I will see you next Sunday.